KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We start with breaking news. ANC Women's League Deputy President Lungi Mganga Mgabashe has died at the age of 64. The Iguamashu-born activist passed away yesterday. Mgabashe became the party's Women's League Deputy President in 2023. In a statement, the ANC has described her as a dedicated leader who was committed to building their liberation movement. And a mass funeral service for the victims of a horrific crash in northern KZN is underway. Eight people died after a collision between a tow truck and a light delivery vehicle last week on the N2 near Empangeni. This week, one person succumbed to their injuries in hospital. The service is taking place at Siletukukanya High School. Several officials are in attendance, including Deputy Transport Minister Mkhuleko Hlengwa and KZN MEC Sboniso Duma. Here's the Provincial Department's Ndabe Zinhle Sibiya.
The MEC has indicated that the focus will be on Mkwana's family. This is a child-headed household following the death of Umama Winino Buhle Mkwanazi. The children are now orphans with no source of income. To complicate matters, children are living in abject poverty and in a dilapidated mud house. The MEC will announce interventions by the Department of Human Settlements.
In other news, the Dr. Nandipa Magudumana's legal team says they're studying the Supreme Court of Appeals ruling before deciding their next move. This is after the SCA dismissed her bid to have her 2023 arrest in Tanzania declared unlawful. Magudumana is accused of helping convicted murderer and rapist Thabo Bester escape from prison and fleeing the country with him. Her lawyer, Makhlini Motlang, says they're not dismayed and believe they still have a strong case.
We still remain resolute. We still have faith in our case that we have a meritorious case. Obviously, we have yet to receive the judgment. We'll have to study the full judgment, get to understand how the court arrived at the conclusion that it did, and then do a mapping exercise in terms of the way forward.
And finally, if you're not at the Suncoast East Coast Radio Big Walk, participants say you're missing out. Over 22,000 people are part of the 21st edition of KZN's biggest family event. Newswatch spoke to some of the participants who made it to the finish line.
We started off running in circles, driving in circles, trying to find parking. Eventually we found, we caught the bus. We made it like about 10 minutes before it starts. I didn't think I'd do it in 1.5 hours. Excellent. The crowd, the people, the cheering on the roadside.
Everything perfect. Perfect weather, perfect walk. Perfect people along the side.
The walk was great. We enjoy. We love the walk.
The top story this hour, ANC Women's League Deputy President Lungi Mganga Ngabashe has died at the age of 64. The Iguamashu-born activist passed away yesterday. Find more news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.